Following the directive by President John Dramani Mahama for ministries, departments and agencies to pay their utility bills, the Energy and Petroleum Minister, Emmanuel Ama Kufibua, has directed that public institutions which fail to settle their bills be disconnected. The minister reportedly gave the directive during his tour of the three regions in the north. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a communication consultant of the Energy Ministry, Edward Bauer, said the minister is on a three-day tour of the three regions in the north to assess ongoing rural electrification projects as well as other critical energy development projects. Mr. Bauer noted that these projects are being undertaken to increase the energy demand of the country. He said it is important for the MDAs to find realistic sources to pay electricity bills.
The minister is currently in the northern part of Ghana, that is the three northern regions, inspecting projects programs of the ministry, particularly our ongoing projects like the rural education and what have you. And he's also here to launch the LPG promotion program in the Garu Timpani. So his first stop was in Tamale. And in Tamale, after meeting the contractors and then visiting the site, he decided to meet NETCO, that's the Northern Electricity Distribution Company. They are responsible for the distribution network in the northern part of Ghana. Now, in the course of the conversation, he did indicate to them that looking at government current policy, that talks about the fact that, look, all indebtedness of ECG and other utilities to government should be cleared, and which has been cleared. And the fact that government is determined to ensure that we do not pile up any debt again, because this has a serious effect on the utility survival. And three, also in line with the directives, Your Excellency the President, that all the government ministries, departments and agencies and government bungalows occupied by ministers and other public servants should be pre-meted, and that they should also be made to pay their bill themselves. The minister just re-echoed that directive when he spoke to NETCO, because they are in charge of that. And he did indicate that any ministry, any department or any agency that does not make do his bills should be disconnected.
Touching on the drop in the water level of the Akonsombo Dam, Mr. Bauer noted that the problem is cyclical. He said considering the rainfall pattern in the country, there is likely to be challenges in 2016. Mr. Bauer said the ministry and VRA is devising a number of strategies to manage the water level.
If you study the pattern Akonsombo Dam and its performance in relation to inflows of water into the reservoir, you realize that it is more of a cyclical thing. We had challenges with the reservoir somewhere around 97-98. We had a repeat of that somewhere around 2006-2007. It is very clear that looking at the pattern between now and 2015, we'll have a repeat of that. Why do we say so? If you look at the inflows into the reservoir this year, was about half of what came in last year. If we do not have heavy inflows next year, 2014, above average, in 2015 and in 2016, we may be in serious challenges. What is the strategy that the ministry and for that matter its agencies, particularly VRA, is doing? The first strategy is to ensure that the VRA engineers are managing the levels in terms of how they use it in generating power using hydro. So there's a good management of the reservoir that has been done by VRA. The second strategy is to ensure that we ramp up our thermal component of our energy mix by bringing on board a lot of thermal generation plants, such that when we have a shortfall from hydro generation, we could augment that with thermal generation. Now, what is the implication of that? The implication is very clear, that the fact that you are going to use thermal generation, the cost of electricity will go up because you will need fuel to be able to do that. Fuel is very critical in this particular exercise. The ministry also knows that within even the various fuels, there are some fuels that are cheaper than others. Gas is the way to go. Yes, so we are relying on Nigeria. We are also going to rely on our own indigenous gas. But a third option is also to put up an LNG infrastructure that will be able to allow us import LNG, that's liquefied natural gas, into Ghana to use.
You heard a communication consultant of the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum, Edward Bauer.